Hi, I'm Vlad Juanovic, a program manager on the Application Insights team. If you're responsible for an ASP.NET service or a web application, then you know how critical it is to keep track of your app's availability and performance, delivering a user experience that is responsive and usable. You want to understand how your customers are using your app. You want to understand usage trends and performance bottlenecks so that you can prioritize the right improvements on the backlog and build features that your customers love. And of course, you want that information in near real time to ensure you can respond to the issues as soon as possible. Application Insights is a service in preview today which can help you get these answers with a goal to keep your applications available, performing, and succeeding at all times. In this video, I'm going to show you how you can get started quickly with Application Insights for your application, using either Visual Studio if you want to update the application's project and deploy, or by configuring Application Insights on a server where your application is already deployed. Then we'll dive in and explore the portal and tour an app that's already using Application Insights. Finally, we'll summarize and discuss resources so you can get started. Let's dive right in. Here I have Visual Studio 2013 with Update 3, and my application solution is already open. To add Application Insights to my ASP.NET project, I right-click the project and choose Add Application Insights Telemetry. Now, I'm already signed into Azure, so I have a default Azure subscription, and I can accept the default App Insights resource name and resource group, which will be created in the Azure subscription. And I can click Add Application Insights to my project. This will automatically add all the AI NuGet packages that are specific to a web app, so I'll automatically get telemetry data on requests and page views against my application when it's deployed, or even when it's running locally on my dev environment. Now, we also support the scenario where you already have your app running on a server. Maybe you're having a problem with it right now and don't want to have to deploy a new version of your app. For that scenario, we have an Application Insights configuration tool, which is installed through the web platform installer called Status Monitor. You can choose the app in Status Monitor and add Application Insights to your project. And this executes a similar set of steps, downloading the App Insight NuGet packages, updating web config, and restarting your app domain. Now let's switch and look at an application that's already up and running and completely configured to use Application Insights. Here's what we call the ASP.NET Application Insights Blade. The first lens is called Application Health. This gives me an overview of key metrics across my app, like the number of server requests and failed requests. I also see the results of single URL pings and multi-step web tests, which are testing an end-to-end critical path through my application. A diagnostic lens, where I can dig into server exceptions versus browser exceptions and failed requests. I can also search over all of this data from diagnostic search. A performance lens, where I can understand the performance of my code versus my code dependencies, like another service I call or a database I use. A usage analytics lens, where I can see information about my users, sessions, and page views, or other environmental data like the geographic location, browser type, and screen resolution. And finally, an operations and access lens, where I can see and create alerts over Application Insight metrics, and it's also where I can give other users access. Each of the parts on this blade drills into either the Metrics Explorer, where I can pick and choose other metrics, or the Diagnostic Search part, where I can search over traces, requests, page views, custom events, and exceptions. Now let's recap. My application, Fabricam Fiber, is deployed to run on two servers. I have the Application Insight NuGets running in proc in my app, and Application Insights is a service running in the cloud. I have web tests, both single URL pings as well as multi-step web tests, running from different points of presence, ensuring my site and critical transactions through my site are up and this data is sent to the Application Insights service. Next, with the client-side instrumentation in my script. I get real user telemetry as my users interact with my site, and this data is sent directly to the App Insight service from my customers' clients. Finally, there's the server-side data, which includes requests made to my app. My app's dependent services are automatically discovered without me having to add anything to my code. Exceptions are collected, traces are collected so they can be searched, and key application performance counters are also collected, giving me a 360-degree view of my application. Today, our early adopters include Microsoft's own products like OneDrive, Xbox Game Studios, and Visual Studio Online. Here's the link to the Application Insight docs to learn more. We're looking forward to your feedback on our new service, and we hope it helps you be successful, whether you're trying to find and fix problems, or if you're trying to improve your build, measure, and learn application lifecycle. Thanks for watching.